In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. And brothers and sisters, today is a Sunday when we commemorate two things. Theophany is upon us, so the Sunday before Theophany. And also, if you can believe it, Zacchaeus Sunday. So now, Great Lent is almost upon us too. The story of Zacchaeus, of course, is a very enticing story. It has a lot of detail in it, and it's really something one remembers. But it's not just a story. It happened, and it's happening. Because the story of Zacchaeus really is the story of repentance, the story of people changing. And that should occur in our lives as well. Now, when I read the story of Zacchaeus, several things just jump out at me. There are certain words that have great, deep meaning. He was very little, and he couldn't see because he was small. So what did he do? He climbed into a tree. Why did he do this? So he could see Jesus. What does this teach us? Zacchaeus was a bad man, you know. He stole from people. He defrauded people. He took bread out of children's mouths. That was the way publicans were. They not only collected taxes for the government, but they were inherently corrupt. So they took also for themselves. And they were hated by their own people, because he was a Jew, but a bad one. And yet there was something in his heart that he felt when he heard of Jesus. Perhaps he was thinking, can I change in any way? How can I stop being the kind of person I am? I don't like that person. But he was little. And nobody liked him. So it's not like anybody would get out of the way for him. And so he couldn't see Jesus. But he found a way. Well, certainly the fathers talk about climbing, meaning we should ascend in our thoughts to heaven. But just practically, he found a way, even though he was little, even though the press, all the people around him, wouldn't let him see, he found a way. And as a pastor, I believe that this is the thing that is most often lacking in our life. We don't find a way. We shouldn't just expect God just to hand to us prayer and not being lazy and no longer being angry about things and all the rest. That's not the way it works. You've got to find a way. Now, God has shown you many ways to do this. Fasting and prayer, the services, reading of Scripture, reading the Holy Fathers. But there's much more than this. Our God is creative, isn't He? He created the universe. He created us. We're made in His image. Shouldn't we be creative? Shouldn't we find a way? So if someone were to say to me, and this has happened before, okay, so I don't pray in the morning. All right, well, what are you going to do about it? Find a way. All right. Do you have a CD player? You can listen to the prayers as you go to work. Do you have a prayer rope? You can pray the Jesus prayer as you drive. Do your fingers on your right hand work? Turn the knob off on the radio and pray while you're driving. Find a way. So you're angry about something someone's done to you. Maybe it was just recently, or maybe it was a long time ago. And when you remember this person, there's bitterness in your heart. And this bitterness distracts you. Not only at the moment you feel it, but really throughout all your life, because it's poison. Find a way. What are you going to do? Well, obviously, you must pray for this person, because the Scriptures tell us to. To love those who hate us. Those who are our enemies. So that's part of finding a way. And if you have to pray with clenched teeth, then do it. And you find a way. This principle is inherent in the lives of all of the saints. Even though we're little, just like Zacchaeus. And they were too. Even though there's things that are the press that keep us from accomplishing our goals or our desires or the things we should do, we have to find a way to climb into that tree. There's many other examples. You can find it in your own personal life. Why is it that you're so lazy? I don't know. It's just the human condition for some of us. Find a way. Whether that means setting 2 alarm clocks or making an appointment that is absolutely necessary for you to get to so that you have to get up. Whatever it is, find a way. If you don't pray in the morning, I'll bet you if you put your prayer book in your shoe, you remember, huh? Find a way. I'm not just talking about practical things like that. Internally, in your heart, you have to be motivated that knowing God and changing your soul is the most important thing in the world. So you're going to come up with ways to get that accomplished. And of course, all happens with the grace of God. But it doesn't happen if we don't try. It doesn't happen if we don't find a way to climb into the tree to see Jesus. So let that tree, let the climbing be a metaphor for find a way to be a Christian. To stop your laziness, your lust, your anger, your bad priorities, not going to church very often, whatever it is. Find a way. Just as Zacchaeus did. It's very, very important. And then the words I think that make that come out and so much for me more than any other words are when the Lord is under the tree and he looks up and he says, make haste and come down. I talked about this a while ago when we had the Great Supper reading and how the Lord said, go out quickly into the city. Go out quickly and find people for my dinner, for my supper. In the same way, the Lord is saying, make haste here. When the Lord touches you, make haste. Preserve that desire within you. Now, there's a lot that makes it kind of get a little bit less fiery than it should because of our general malaise, our sinfulness, our forgetfulness. But in your heart, you have to preserve that feeling of making haste. The most important thing for you to do today is be a Christian. Nothing else matters. Now, we act like a lot of stuff matters more than that. But that's all that really matters. We're agreed on this point. But we have to find a way in our heart to have this sense of urgency that the most important thing to do is to be a Christian. To become purified, to know the Lord Jesus Christ. So it doesn't just take creativity, but it also takes desire. And desire is something that must be propagated. It must be tended to. It will go away if you don't continually feed it. So this is what the Lord is saying here when he says, make haste. At the moment when Zacchaeus met the Lord, eyeball to eyeball, and he said, make haste. And that was the beginning for Zacchaeus to change. And of course, then he went and brought the Lord to his house for dinner and heard all the murmuring and everything else and then promised to the Lord that he would restore to those he had stolen from. And I'm sure he was quite happy at the time. But now, what happens next week? Next week we read about the publican and the Pharisee, right? Zacchaeus was a publican. And so, in our mind's eye, or at least in my mind's eye, I always think of the publican and the publican and the Pharisee along with Zacchaeus. And one's a parable and one's a real story. So Zacchaeus is not the publican in this story about the Pharisee. But he seems like it to me. Because Zacchaeus had made haste, come down, the Lord had shown him that he accepted his repentance and had given him with his presence the confidence that I think I can really do this. I really can change the kind of person I am.
I can stop doing those things that I know are wrong. I can become a good man. I'm sure he believed it. And that habit goes and starts. And maybe for the first few days it's good. But then there's things that he's accustomed to. He's accustomed to good wine and good drink. And he's got a lot of people that are friends in high places that really think about low things. So it's difficult to extricate himself from his habits and from those things that he's been doing for all this time. And so he must have felt many times overwhelmed by his sins. And so he would beat on his breast and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You see, that's also making haste, even in the midst of your sins, that you're begging God to help you. That's the way you continue to make haste. Because this story of Zacchaeus happened in just a little while, right? Just a few hours. But it is the story of life. The story of our repentance. We got to find a way to see Christ. Nobody else is going to do it for us. Things are made available for us. But nobody's going to go and wake you up and get you to go to church in the morning. Nobody's going to tell you, okay, now you should say your prayers. Nobody's going to say, okay, I'm going to help it feel all better so that you won't be angry about this person that makes you angry. It's not going to happen. It happens through your effort, through your priorities, through your desire that you have to continually work on. And it's the same for Zacchaeus. Now, when he was in the house and having dinner, there were all those, of course, that were probably worse than him, who were talking about murmuring, saying, look, he's brought, you know, the Lord has brought, has gone to the house of a sinner. And Zacchaeus heard all that. It was all about him. They all murmured. That's the way it is in the world. Not just that people talk badly about each other. But what most people are doing is not the way of salvation. Zacchaeus had been living like most people, like worse than most people actually, right? He was just a more amplified version of humanity because he was a bad man. But the way people live is not the way of life. The murmuring, the judging, the ambition, the lying, all the things people do. That's not the way of life. You know, my dad said something that was always very wise. I didn't think so at the time when I was a teenager. Didn't like it at all. But I'm sure glad he said it. He used to tell me when I would complain, well, everybody else does it. He says, well, I don't care what everybody else is doing. You're not going to do it. Well, there was an argument about a TV in my bedroom, and he never let me have one. Thank God. Or anything else. It was like, I don't care what everybody else does. You're not going to do it because you're my son, and I know what's right for you. So we must look around. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, chances are pretty much almost 100% that you're doing the wrong thing. Because the way of Christianity is not a way that is shared by all, or even by most, or even by those who call themselves Christian, or even by those in the church. Most people's lives are not an example of how you should live. Now let's make sure our life is an example of how we should live. So let's make sure that we're like Zacchaeus. But we have to preserve that moment when Zacchaeus really in his heart said, I'm going to give back to everybody that I took away from. When he had that zeal in his heart and that love for God and that hope that was springing up in him. That moment has to be repeated over and over again in the life of a Christian in order to be saved. You have to remember what God has done for you all the time. And cultivate in yourself a sense of urgency that the most important thing you can do is right now love the person that you're with. Be concerned about their welfare. Don't think of yourself. And that repeats again and again and again. That's the secret to salvation. urgency, desire. Zacchaeus had it. And I'm sure that it faltered sometimes. But we know that he became equal to the apostles. We know that he became a saint. So we must be like him too. We can't just sit around. We've got to find a way to see Christ. And then when Christ touches us, we have to preserve that feeling in our heart. Now, the only way to preserve it really is to struggle to do good and to follow the commandments. There's no replacement for that. Modern day so-called Christianity doesn't really like that. It's more about, you know, following a certain code and everything. It's not about that at all. It's about meeting the God-man Jesus Christ face to face and following his command to make haste and come down and change our lives. And then promising to him that we will, and struggling every moment with our blood to fulfill that promise. And that's what Zacchaeus did, and that's what we must do. So God help us not to be like everybody else. The people who murmur, people who do whatever. The world, most of the world, is going to hell. Most of the people you encounter, they don't love God with all of their heart. Do you? That is the only question you need to answer. Do you love God with all of your heart? May God help us to find a way to see Christ and to make haste in everything we do to continue to see him, as Zacchaeus did. Amen.